Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story because we like cats. Now, not everyone does, but there's someone that I know whom I love very much who really, really likes cats. I'm gonna let you guess. It's Philip. And so, because I love him, we are reading a story called Inside Cat. This story was written by Brendan Wenzel, and we love his stories. We love his art. And so we're really excited to share this story with you today. My friends, buckle up. We're going in. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Philip!
Philip!
Uh-huh. And I'm also obsessed with cats.
Yes, he is obsessed with cats.
You already said that, didn't you?
Did I? Maybe. It's nice to know you're here. I've got a story for you today. You're going to love it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. How about that? All right. Here we go. Inside Cat knows many windows, finds a view wherever it goes. And in the picture, sure enough, we can see the cat as he's skirting down the hallway, and there are windows around for him to look out. He wanders and wonders, gazes and gapes, sees the world through many shapes. Now, two of those words might have sounded the same. Wanders and wonders. But they're different words. One of them is spelled W-A-N-D-E-R-S. The other one is spelled W-O-N-D-E-R-S. And the one that has the A in it means that you are moving around physically, right? You're wandering around. The one that's W-O-N-D-E-R-S, the one that's got the O in it, that's about thinking and considering and questioning something or being inspired by something. I'm wondering.
I know what gapes means.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what gapes means.
Well, when you're gazing at something, you're looking at it. When you're gaping at something, you're also looking at it, but you're looking at it with your jaw dropped. You're gasping. You're seeing something with surprise and wonder. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That might be going through your brain. Okay. Square and round shapes, thin and wide, downward, upward, side by side, view to view, door to door, nose the windows, walls, and more. So this cat is very observant. Inside Cat knows many windows, finds a view wherever it goes, wanders, stares, snacks, each scene through a pane of glass. What does that mean? Each scene through a pane of glass.
A plane, not as in the scene at present.
Right, yeah. Some of these words have more than one meaning. When you hear me say scene, you might think I am asking if you have seen something with your eyeballs, right? Well, sure, you have seen things, but this is actually describing a scene with an S-C-E-N-E, which means... an image, a captured moment, okay? Mm-hmm. Glass all dusty, glass so streaky, glass gone gloomy, glass way freaky. These are the different kinds of windows that we can see that the cat looks through. And when he looks through those windows, we can see... Sometimes they're not in the best condition, are they? Yeah, sometimes you've got a stained glass window. Sometimes you got a dirty window. Cat doesn't seem to matter, though, does he? He's looking through it anyways. Glass all bubbly, glass got broken, glass that's blocked and glass wide open. View to view, floor to floor, nose the windows, walls, and more. And sometimes when you've got the windows being cleaned, they're bubbly, right? Or if maybe somebody threw a baseball through the window and it's cracked. Oh, there's so many different ways to look at these panes of glass. And when I say pain, I don't mean pain as in an owie. Oh, I've got a headache. Oh, that hurts. I'm in so much pain. I mean a pane of glass, which is
another word for plane of glass.
Another word for plane of glass. Very good. It would be a way to describe a specific amount of something. Right? Mm-hmm. Inside cat knows many windows, finds a view wherever it goes, wanders, wonders, lingers, laps, watches all things as they pass. And we can see exactly what he's up to. I have a very disappointing fact about what he's lapping up, though. Have you ever seen a cat in a bathroom? In this case, the cat is lapping water up out of the toilet. Yuck, sir, do not get in that toilet. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Fluffy rats and roaring flies, racing birds and boats for mice. Yeah, that fluffy rat is actually a squirrel, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think that boat that would be good for a mouse is actually someone's paper boat that they have created to sail in a fountain or a pond, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Floating eyes and giant treats, great cat kings and wild beasts. View to view, floor to floor, nose the windows, world, and more. You know, when you're a cat in the big city, you might see some strange things, like a parade going by and see a giant cat in the parade. It's actually not a giant cat. It's a parade float or a parade balloon. But who's to say that it couldn't be if you were a cat with a pretty big imagination? Right? Yeah. Inside cat knows many windows, finds a view wherever it goes, wanders, wonders, nibbles, naps, knows what's hiding in the gaps, knows who lives down in the ground, knows who lives up in the clouds, knows who plays with all the kids, knows who is the fluffiest? Well, when you live in a city and you look out the window, you probably see all kinds of things, right? And we can see a man who's working in a manhole. That's what those circles are in the road where they have to go down and do like tube work or maintenance on the road or plumbing or electric work in the tubes. Yeah. This cat is a very observant cat and learning quite a bit. Knows what smells, knows what blares, knows what speeds, knows what stares, knows what rises, knows what falls. Inside cat might know it all. Every view and every floor and all the windows, world and more, top to bottom, head to toe. There's nothing more for you to... Oh, well, my friends, this is a big old surprise. In this picture, we can see how Cat has been looking around the world through the windows. And someone has let Inside Cat out the front door, and oh my goodness, Inside world is very, very, very different than outside world, isn't it? It is. There's so many more things for him to see now that he's gotten out. I bet he's going to have a lot of excitement, don't you think? Yeah, me too. And that, my dear friends, is...
the end.
The end. Anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Hope you can join us. Bye!
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.